All Your Days by Anna Kuda, read by Ellie Johnson. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139:16. Last month, my family was saddened to hear the news of a friend who suffered an untimely and tragic death. A believer in Christ, he'd struggled with dementia for years. At the funeral, the pastor read this verse from the Psalms. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139:16. What a comforting and peaceful reminder that is, that there is nothing we can do to lengthen or shorten our days. How especially powerful those words are for anyone who has lost a loved one too young. Before you were born, God already knew the number of days you would live on this earth. How incredible is that thought? Though circumstances and their timing don't always make sense, we can trust that God, in His eternal wisdom, has written in His book a grand master plan. As He reminds us in Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." No death is a surprise to God, nor is any death out of the control of His will. Though none of us know in advance how long we will live, we do know that the Lord is with us from the moment of conception until our last breath, and then for all eternity for those who have put their trust in Him as Savior. Let us never doubt the significance and impact of any life, no matter how short, for God has ordained all of our days for His purpose. Intersecting Faith and Life. Take a minute to consider the words of Psalm 139:16, a testament to the holy power and omniscience of God. Though life and death is a mystery to us, it isn't to God. Let us all strive to serve and live for Him today and every day, so whether we meet the Lord tomorrow or in 50 years, we will be ready when our time comes. For further reading, check out Psalm 139, Ecclesiastes 11:5, and Psalm 119:73.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.